let's go right to the phones. It's 90 days till Christmas, and we have John Riches from the Goldwater Institute on today. Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
Morning, Chris. Doing great. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Tell me about the city of Phoenix stepping on the holiday festivities for a couple in their fair city.
Sure. Yeah, so Lisa Panic and his wife have been putting up a holiday light display for about 30 years. And if you're at all familiar with it, this thing makes Clark Griswold's Christmas Vacation display look modest. It's really pretty beautiful. It brings people from around the city, from throughout the state, actually. Drive by, enjoy it. He hands out hot chocolate and refreshments to his visitors. And last year, the city of Phoenix told him that if he wanted to put up his lights, he'd have to comply with all sorts of criteria that they just appeared to make up, including hiring people to direct traffic and coordinating with the nearby bank to park buses that he didn't have any control over.
Sure.
And then they also told him there was no circumstance under which he could give out hot chocolate to visitors. So that was last year, and Lee just sort of threw his hands up in the air and said, well, I don't know what to do here. They're telling me I can't do this. And for the first time in over 30 years, that display went dark.
So why for you guys, because you have so many cases that are suggested to you at the Goldwater Institute, why was this one where you guys said, yeah, we're going to take this one? Why?
You know what? This is one of those cases where this is something that was harming no one. It was a wonderful holiday tradition, and it was the government making what appeared to us to be a purely arbitrary decision and putting its boot on the throat of the little guy, and it troubled us. And, of course, it involved the enjoyment of his own private property, and it happened to be an enjoyment that benefited the community. So it just seemed with all those factors, somebody had to step in and try and do something. And fortunately, Lee, the homeowner, has been courageous enough to say, you know what, I've done this for nearly four decades. I'm going to do it again this year. And he allowed us to communicate that message to the city for him.
So the cocoa issue, because I'm sure they're hitting him with, you know, food regulations and that type of thing. Was that just the only thing they had legally to go after, Lee? Is that what they had left in their bucket?
That's kind of what they had left after the light issue, after they really didn't have too much to stand on in terms of the light issue, right? The government can't really prevent you from putting up Christmas lights, although they tried. So yeah, so they fell back on this hot cocoa issue, and we did some digging, and I pulled Phoenix's what they call their mobile food vending ordinance, which I think is supposed to regulate food trucks and stuff like that. But,
sure.
It's so broad, the way this thing is written. It would regulate and actually prohibit somebody from throwing a blanket out on their front lawn and putting out iced tea or lemonade and giving it away. It would actually prohibit that activity. It would prohibit girls' lemonade stands. It would prohibit giving out Halloween candy, if read literally. And so they were using this extremely broad regulation to try and essentially...
I didn't even think about that. You're correct about the Halloween candy. This guy can't give away a hot... hot cocoa, but you can give away stuff for Halloween, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Did you feel like who dragged the city into this? I guess that's the question, right? What was the motivation for the city of Phoenix to step on this guy last year?
It's a little unclear. They claimed at the time that they had received complaints from neighbors. So we asked them for all those complaints in a public records request, and there was two of them, and I think they were from the same neighbor. So, that's, I think, what they would claim. And, you know, frankly, I think a lot of it was just bureaucratic inertia. Once the neighborhood relations person got involved and they read the silly ordinance, I think, you know, like, you know, many times, like, well, this is what it says. This is what you're doing. So I think that it was just that sort of inertia that took hold after that.
Did they fight you much on this one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, so we got involved kind of late in the game last year, and unfortunately it was too late for Lee to put up his lights by the time we were fully engaged. And, yeah, and they basically, you know, and then we resent him a letter this summer, and they're basically like, yeah, well, you know, maybe the lights are okay, but definitely not the hot chocolate. So we had to kind of go back and forth and check their math exactly on what they were requiring. And ultimately, they to their credit, they did the right thing and said, yeah, I mean, this is permissible. But you know what? Homeowners shouldn't require a team of lawyers for the city to say, yeah, if you're a homeowner, you can put up Christmas lights and give hot chocolate to visitors. So I'm hopeful that this will also serve as a precedent so that they don't do this to anybody else going forward.
Is this one of the sillier ones you've seen in the last so many years?
You know, we see a lot of silly stuff, but this one this one might be up there. And it's, you know, and it's Christmas, it's the holidays, and you know, if there's ever a time to not be the Grinch, I think it's this time of year.
What are you working on right now? What's a couple of cases that they got you working on after you've triumphed in the Christmas case?
Yeah, I got a few going on right now. Got a kind of interesting one in Florida that a football kicker was making YouTube videos, and his university told him that he couldn't receive ad revenue for him because he got a whole bunch of followers, and they kicked him off the football team and pulled his scholarship because he had too many Facebook friends. So that one's kind of interesting free speech case, and working on a whole host of other stuff.
Nothing better than the university clamping down on free speech.
You know, it's campuses don't really seem to be the beacons of free speech for which one.
All right, well, good luck and all that. Thanks for the update on Lee and his Christmas lights. Now I'm gonna go out of my way to go check this thing out when next time I'm up in Phoenix. So
please do, yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks, Chris. Appreciate the
anytime,
interview.
John. Good luck with everything, and thanks for the update.
Take care. Have a great
John
day.
Riches from the Goldwater Institute. If you like what they do, Google them and send them a check, too. They're doing some good work out there.